You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Also next week is a free event put on by the Service Society called Spiritual Healing, A Way of Life, Firing Up Self-Healing Powers. In the studio to tell us more about the event is Addy. Addy, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a bit more about what people can expect at this event?
Right. Like you said, it's a free event open to everyone. And what we'll be talking about is, well, you just mentioned the title of the event, but also it'll be about spirituality in everyday life, how we can tap into our self-healing powers, about meditation, relaxation, and how we can live well in our everyday life.
Mm. So tell us a bit more about the speakers. I think one of the speakers is Andreas,
yes,
who will be attending the event.
Yes.
I believe he's coming from Athens.
That's correct, yes. So Mr. Andreas Dritsas is the president of the society, the Sever Society, which was set up in Greece about over 30 years ago now, 1980. And he's been in and involved in the society since then. He's one of the oldest members of the society. And so he directs and guides us through. And they'll be coming over, him and a couple of the members from Athens will be coming over to give the talk next Saturday. And that would be, as I said earlier, around, you know, spiritual healing, around spirituality in everyday life, how we can express this, how we can be well in our everyday life, in our relationships at work, at home, with the people around us. So it's going to be around that.
What benefits does meditation and spiritual healing bring to people's life?
A lot of benefits. It helps to bring clarity to our lives, in making decisions in what we're doing. It helps in it gives us the assurance that there are no dead ends, that things can be resolved, whatever difficulties we're going through, that, you know, there isn't a dead end at all. And obviously spiritual healing is something that is applicable to everything. So if you have a health issue as well, that helps. It helps with that as well. It helps to bring a flow to the energy within us and around us. And so to bring union to everything around us, basically. Yeah. And then this makes us well and helps us to live a well, healthy and fulfilling life.
Perfect. So tell me about the Services Society.
Right. So the Service Society was set up in 1980 by the poet and philosopher Dimitris Kakalidis. Mm-hmm. And it's a charitable organization and it's a spiritual center. And basically, Dimitris Kakalidis wanted to convey what he'd learned and experienced and lived in his everyday life, mm-hmm, to share this with people. So it's a center that's open to everyone every day of the year, mm-hmm, absolutely every day of the year, Christmas, Easter. It's open to anyone that needs help and asks for help. And the services run there. Like I said, it's a charitable organization. So there are different events that take place, which are free to the public. We have theatres that is put on for children in homes that, mm-hmm, are, you know, cannot come out. We have people that go out to hospitals and help the members of the society that go out to people in hospitals and help. We have creative meditation groups, we have role-playing groups. So there are different, mm-hmm, events that take place within the society, but then also outside to the community, just as we this event we're going to be having next week.
So that is that the self-study group in London, or is that a different thing?
No, that's a different... So the self-study group is part of... Within what Omelis does, there's the opportunity mm-hmm. for those that are interested to learn a bit more and to put this practice into their everyday life. So for those that are interested, you have the option of taking part in a self-study mm-hmm. group. And this is where you, every week, we meet up. In Athens, there are people that have been meeting up for over 30 years mm-hmm. now, different groups all throughout the week. But in London, we meet up every Thursday at Women in Health. And we basically look at the topic of around knowing ourselves. So, you know, when we look in and we try to find out and to learn who we are and our capabilities. So we, and then through that, we do that through self-observation.
Okay.
So we're observing ourselves, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions. And then we do relaxation. And then from there, when you're able to relax the mind and the mm-hmm. body, then you're able to meditate and go deeper. And with that, with the meditation, you're able to receive insight into any problems you might have mm-hmm. or situations or things you're able to dissolve. And then the final bit is obviously when you've experienced all of these things and you've seen the changes that is happening to you, positive changes taking place in your own life, then you want to share that. And with, you know, the right thing to do is to share that, which is to offer selfless service to people. So that's why, you know, the that's where the service comes in, where we go out and we say, okay, life doesn't have to be difficult. It isn't difficult if you know how to, you know. So, and this is, again, one of the reasons why we're holding this event, which is free, which is to share this information with people and to help people to understand that they can be well in their everyday life.
Yeah, that's great. So if anyone wants to come along, where should they go and what time? And is there a website?
Yes, the website for the Self Society is www.omilos, which is OMILOS-EKSIPERITON, which is EKSIPERITON.org. So that's the website for the Civil Society. And the event will be taking place at the Women in Health, which is at 4 Carroll Street in Camden, London. And it will be starting at 1 o'clock on the 4th of March. So that's next Saturday. And for anyone who wants to come, it's open to everybody. The telephone number for Women in Health is 0207-4822-786. And there's also free events on the Friday and the Sunday, which is for spiritual healing and meditation. So again, anyone that is interested in that, they can just contact Women in Health on 0207-4822-786.
Great. Thank you for coming in, Addy.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.